Yes. Well, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Brother Logan. Thank the Lord for traveling mercy and grace, for your prayers. It's a blessing to be back at Westside. Have some precious memories of being here. Meetings the Lord has blessed us in and with, and we appreciate it so very much. Appreciate your prayers for us and faithful support each month. Everything that you do for us, we appreciate it so much. We're grateful to be here tonight. I feel a little to try to stand after that wonderful and great message tonight. Of course, I realize we're not in competition. I'm just here to try to get some help from the Lord. Find myself repeating a lot of what Brother Mitchell used to say. Of course, I hope that doesn't offend you. And of course, you know he's preached here. But he was a mentor of mine. I met him when I was 19 year old and was mixed up in a lot of ways doctrinally and different ways. And he set me straight on a lot of things. And so I feel close to him and down through the years and felt like he was a mentor of mine. But he used to say, now, church is not a place for perfect people. It's a place for imperfect people.
Amen.
To be made perfect.
That's right.
It's a place for sick folks. It's a hospital.
Amen.
We all got problems, and so we have to come and try to get some help. Amen. Oh, yes. I think I've been guilty down through the years of appearing to have everything, all my ducks in a row, and not having no problems. But you can't get help until you admit that there's something wrong. Until you got some problems. And all of us do. Amen. Again, he said our problems are actually in our head, not in our heart. Our heart's right if we're saved by the grace of God. But we got head trouble. Amen. So that's sometimes why we can't get along. Why we have disagreements about the scriptures and different ideas about it. But when we get to heaven, we'll have a new head to go with our new heart. And we'll get along then when we get there. I appreciate that, don't you?
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Joshua tonight. I thought about going a different direction, and then this just sort of got sticking with me. I don't know when it was. Might have been about the same time Brother Logan stuck with him. I don't know. But I thought about preaching out of the book of Hebrews, but this got to sticking with me, and it's familiar text. But I can't get away from this verse. I'm going to read more than the one verse, but I can't get away from this verse, and I don't know what all I'll be able to say from it tonight, but I do ask humbly for your prayers. It's the book of Joshua, chapter 18, if you've got your Bible. Joshua, chapter 18, we'll begin reading there with verse number 1. Joshua, chapter number 18, and we'll begin reading with verse number 1, and then try to preach as the Lord would direct us tonight, say what he'd have us to say tonight. Joshua chapter 18, verse number 1. If you're physically able and would like to, I'd invite you to stand with us, of course. We'll honor and reverence the reading of the word of the Lord. Be a way of rest for you just a moment. Then we'll look at these scriptures and then pray together. And I would appreciate greatly and thank you much for praying for us tonight. The Bible said, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God your fathers hath given you? Give out from among you 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them. They shall arise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again unto me. They shall divide it into 7 parts, and Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. We'll stop reading there tonight. Father, I appreciate the privilege to pray. I thank you for the good day. Thank you for traveling mercy and grace. We thank you for the good word of God that we've already heard, the instruction, the exhortation, the admonishment tonight. I pray, dear Lord, you'd help us to take it to heart. Father, you know what we need tonight more than we know ourselves. Sometimes, Lord, we come knowing we're needy, but we're not even aware of what it is that we need. But I'm glad you search and try the very reins of our heart tonight. So I'd ask you, Lord, as you search and try us, as you see us as we are tonight, as you see our imperfections, as you see our inability, as you see our failures, our sins, our shortcomings, Lord, as you see us as we are, may, dear Lord, tonight, you have mercy upon us and help us and do for us what we are unable to do for ourselves. I pray, Lord, you'd speak now through the Word of God. I pray that, Father, I can be a voice and a vessel that you can preach through and cry through and speak through. And I pray your Word would go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Pray, dear Lord, that you'd awaken sinners. I pray you'd stir saints tonight. I pray we'd leave here encouraged, strengthened, dear Lord, instructed tonight, revived. May we leave better than what we come. May, dear Lord, you turn the searchlight of heaven on our lives tonight, and may we see ourselves in the light of the Word of God, in light of eternity, in the light of judgment, and what you are privileged and pleased to do in and through and for us. We'll thank you and praise you, for I ask what I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you kindly for standing tonight as we read these verses and then prayed together. Of course, this book of Joshua has Joshua taking over for Moses and leading the children of Israel into the land of promise, are in the land of Canaan. Under Joshua's leadership, they take, they cross Jordan, and then they begin with Jericho and take the entire country. As those different nations that are in the land of Canaan line up, are joined together to fight against Joshua and the children of Israel, not a one of them are able to defeat Joshua and the children of Israel, because the Lord was with them and fought for them and with them. When we get to this portion of the book of Joshua, we read here that all of those enemies that have come as nations, all of those that have come to fight the children of Israel as a collective people, as a nation, have been defeated. There's nobody left as a nation. A group of people can come together as a nation to try to defeat the children of Israel. The Bible tells us, my friend, that the land was subdued before them. In other words, my friend, it was tread down, or they had conquered it. The nation of Israel, under Joshua's leadership, had conquered the land of Canaan. No more national enemies to stand up and say, you can't take our land. No, they were all gone. May I say to you tonight that I believe when we read about Joshua and this particular event in the life of Israel, the spiritual significance for us in the age of grace, our, my friend, in salvation tonight, is the fact that our Lord Jesus, our heavenly Joshua, if you'll have it, has subdued or defeated all the enemies that was against our soul. Amen. Thank God. At Calvary, my friend, he defeated sin, and then defeated, my friend, death when he rose again. Amen. And there's not anyone left. Not anybody left for the Lord Jesus had to conquer, but he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And through him, we have victory. I think you probably sang the song here. I'm not for sure. But the song says, victory was won at Calvary. Amen. Victory that day. Amen. That gave me liberty. I'm glad tonight, if we're saved by the grace of God, it is because not what we did, but what Christ did for us. Amen. He subdued the land. He came to this sin-cursed and sin-benighted world, thank God, and overcame everything. Oh, my. Thank God. That, my friend, that had overcome the human family, my friend, the fallen sons of Adam. Oh, my. Thank God. I'm glad he condemned sin in the flesh. I'm glad he has made a curse for us. I'm glad, thank God, he won the victory. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. My friend, and there's victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Thank God. I'm glad of the victory that he won, that he bought, my friend, at Calvary. And every enemy of our soul is subdued. Amen. That's why when we get saved, that's why when we're born again, that's why when we trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we commit our life to him, thank God, oh my, when we are saved by grace, I'm thankful there is no power, my friend, that can destroy us, my friend, and what he's given us. Amen. He gave us eternal life. Thank God. And we shall not come into condemnation, for every enemy is subdued. Amen. We don't have temporary life. Thank God, we have eternal life. Amen. It's from now on. It's settled. It's fixed. It's finished. It's done. It's over with. Oh, bless his name.
Yes, sir.
So we find reading verse 1 that the land was subdued. But the Bible also said, my friend, that the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. Amen. The tabernacle of the congregation, since Moses had got the blueprint on Sinai and they had made it in the wilderness, that was the first time that it had a resting place, was the first time that it had a permanent place. Amen. The tabernacle of the congregation, my friend, moved. Thank God. It was a matter of fact that a pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that abode over the tabernacle that gave the children of Israel direction or when to move and when to stay, when to stop, when to settle down. And now, thank God, as they are in this land of Canaan and after the battles, my friend, and the wars that they've been involved in, now the tabernacle of the congregation is set up, amen, as a permanent residence, as a permanent place. Thank God. Oh my, there is a place for all the children of Israel to come to, and Shiloh remains that place, amen, until, my friend, it comes to Jerusalem as a permanent fixture. It is there, thank God. And I'm glad, my friend, that Christ not only has subdued our enemies for us, but I'm thankful tonight, amen, that he has set up in heaven, thank God, my friend, a place for us, amen, where he is, there we may be also, thank God, seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, have access to the Father and the throne room of grace, and because at the right hand of the Father is Christ, who is there interceding for us, intercessing for us, amen, who is our days man, our propitiation, amen, thank God, our go-between, our great high priest, amen. And what a wonderful privilege, thank God, to have my friend, that holy of holies, thank God, in the heavens, and Christ there, amen, having finished the work here on earth, thank God, and now allows us to come in the very presence of God because of that. Amen. And so that is, I think, the type here as we read here about Joshua and this being land being subdued and the tabernacle congregation being set up. But the Bible said, in spite of the land being subdued and the tabernacle of the congregation being set up, the Bible said there remained seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. So out of 12 tribes, only five had received their inheritance. Two and a half of those tribes were on the other side of Jordan that had received their inheritance. And just two and a half, amen, out of the remaining tribes had received their inheritance on this side of Jordan. And when the elders came together, when the children of Israel came together, Joshua said, I need to talk to y'all. I need to say something to you. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, hath given you? And that's the verse that's been on me. I don't know how much I can say from it tonight, but I want to say that I feel like the Lord would have us to examine our lives tonight, our Christian walk, our Christian experience. Amen. And ask the question of us tonight, how long are you slack to possess the land which the Lord, God of your fathers, hath given you? Now we know tonight that in typology, reality, they are possessing land. They are possessing earth. Amen. But we know for us as the children of God, my friend, we're not possessing land. We're not possessing earth. Amen. Oh no. But we are slack sometimes to possess what God wants us to have. Right. Or our inheritance. Right. Amen. Well, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. You said I'm eternally saved. You said I'm everlastingly saved. Yes. But there are and is an inheritance. There is a possession. Amen. There is that that needs to be occupied. That is that that needs to be inherited. That's what the word possession means. And really, it has to do with you.
Right.
You. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly where these children of Israel were abiding after the war was over. Now, I remind you, there's still battles to be fought. The war is over because under Joshua's leadership, the land subdued, the tabernacle congregation is set up. I don't know where they're living. I'm supposing that they're doing like they've always done. They're just tent and tabernacling here and yon. Amen. And Joshua says when they come up to Shiloh to set up the congregation, he says, how long are you slack to possess what God has caused you to inherit? Amen. In other words, he said, here is the tabernacle of the congregation set up. Thank God here at Shiloh. Amen. But you can't just tent and tabernacle around Shiloh, and you can't just tent and tabernacle over here and over there. There is a specific place. There is a specific portion. There is an inheritance. Amen. For you, there is things that God, amen, wants you to apprehend, and that's why he apprehended you. Amen. Oh, he doesn't want you to just abide in your tent, thank God, till this thing's over with and you die. And he doesn't want you and I, thank God, just to abide. Am I praying, thank God, to just be a nomad or just be in any place until he comes again. Oh no, thank God. He wants us to possess. Why he possessed us, inherit what he intended for us to inherit. Amen. I believe he personally wants every one of us to come to the fullness of the stature of a man in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the warfare. That is the battle. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why were they slack? Why, my friend, did they hesitate? My friend, why did they not immediately go up? Why did they not? I don't know all the reasons why. Amen. But maybe part of it was they didn't want to abandon that no man life. They had got used to picking up and moving just every little bit. Amen. As a matter of fact, the majority of them were born that way. Amen. Oh my, very few of them come out of Egypt, thank God, 20 years and younger, and everybody else was born, thank God, after they had gone in the wilderness, amen, and all they knew from the moment of their birth, thank God, oh, for 38 years, I was moving here and moving there, and being here and being there, amen. Yeah. Never responsible, never accountable. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And never growing up, amen. Thank God, oh, and possessing land, hallelujah. Can I say to you tonight, it's easy in the Christian life. Thank God, just to say I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved, amen. And just stop there and settle down. Thank God, here and there, amen. And be moved according to our emotions, our feelings, our circumstance, our situation, our surroundings, instead of finding what God wants us to be and bringing every thought and every imagination and every emotion in captivity to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ and possessing who we are for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes.
Maybe they were so used to the Lord taking care of them in the wilderness. Now the wilderness wasn't necessarily easy. That was a rough wilderness, but the Lord always took care of them.
Yes,
fed them with manna. Amen. The old preacher that I used to hear, he's been in glory a long time, but he used to preach about the children of Israel, and he said for 40 years, God waxed her shoes and greased her britches, and it didn't wear out. Amen. God took care of them. Now, if they were to inherit, if they were to possess, then it means they had to exert themselves and not just depend on God to take care of them.
That's right.
It's called walking by faith.
Right. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yes, it is.
Are you listening to me tonight?
Yeah.
Maybe they'd had enough of the fighting. Maybe they understood if they possessed or took their inheritance, there's going to have to terminate those Canaanites. There's going to have to do away with them. I mean, there's going to have to utterly dispose of them. Amen. My. And maybe they didn't like that warfare. Maybe they didn't want to do that. I think that some of us. Don't you have pet things in your life? Or things you harbor in your heart and in your life and in your spirit and in your mind that you don't want to get rid of? That you want to hold on to? Oh, is anybody hearing me tonight? Amen. And I'm not saying it's wrong, amen, how to go to church and say how I love Jesus and wave your hand. Thank God, if you're saved, amen, you have that privilege tonight. I thank God, and what a wonderful thing that it is. But I'm telling you, a lot of us go to the meeting house and raise our hands, thank God, and say, I love Jesus, and go back to the house, and we're never changed, we're never different, we've never possessed what God wants us to possess. Are y'all hearing me?
Right. Help us, Lord.
Oh my. Help me, Lord. Help us, Lord. As a matter of fact, some of us have gotten used to that coming to church. I understand the message that's been preached. I'm not disagreeing with anything that's been preached tonight. I'm simply saying to you that sometimes we've made an idol out of coming to the house of God. And that's all of our Christianity, is right there. That 30 minutes, that hour, that 2 hours, whatever time we spend, Sunday, Wednesday night, whatever it is, that we come, my friend, and go, my friend, through the worship service, my friend, and some of us have got comfortable there. We've put our tent up around the tabernacle of the congregation. I went out yonder, amen. I went in our personal life. I went in our family life, in our home life, and our life on our jobs, or where in our communities, our lives is unchanged. We've not took possession of what we ought to possess. Are y'all hearing me tonight? God, help us. We ought to have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. I'm telling you tonight how we're slack to possess what he wants us to inherit. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe it tonight. And so Joshua's command to them was, take 3 out of every tribe, thank God, and survey the land. See what it's like. One commentator said it took 7 months to do it. I don't know if that's right or not. Amen. 21 men went up and down and surveyed the land. And if you're going to possess what God wants you to possess, amen, which is you, your body, your mind, your spirit, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Bless his name. That's you now. God saves you. You can't save yourself. But I'm telling you, you can possess what he wants you to possess. And it'll be hard work and it'll be difficult. Amen. Hallelujah. But he doesn't want us to be slack about it. As they were slack about the inheritance. But the first thing you'll have to do is survey. You'll have to look over and see what areas that God wants you to possess. Is anybody listening to me? Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. You'll have to have judgment day honesty. Right. You'll have to have truth in the inward part. You'll have to admit who you are and who you're not. Amen. Bless his name. And oh, that's difficult. That's very difficult. Oh my. And to come before him and say, Lord, I realize that in this area I'm so weak. I realize that this is what you want me to possess. That I have a stronghold in this area of my life. I understand, oh, dear Lord, thank God, that I have not possessed this. I understand that I'm still alive in the flesh. Thank God, to have the rule and the reign. Anybody hearing me? In this area of my... Oh, y'all listening to me tonight. Amen. I realize I'm allowing my emotions and my flesh, amen, to overrun me, to control me. But Lord, would you help me in this area? I hope you don't think tonight I'm preaching to you as an individual that has already attained, is already perfect, and has inherited everything I'm supposed to inherit it. I'm not preaching from that vantage point tonight. Hallelujah. Paul said, I have not attained. I do not count myself perfect. But this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and looking to what's ahead, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to apprehend what I've been apprehended of. I don't want to be slack. I want to possess the inheritance that God has for me. I don't want to just live in Canaan. I want to live in the possession, in the inheritance that he has for me. Does anybody understand what I'm trying to preach tonight? Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't want to just be called a Christian. I'll just be numbered as a Christian. I don't just want to be numbered as a church member. I want to have reality in my life. I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. And there is, because of the victory that Christ won, and we join that bandwagon and we come to that tabernacle of congregation, there is that tendency just to live around that and never go and survey what it is God really wants us to possess.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Is anybody listening? Yeah. Now, it's easy for me. I know it's not for you, but it's easy for me to survey what you need to possess and explain it to you and see where you've not done it yet. But somehow it's hard for me to find what it is that I need to overcome in my life. Amen. Sometimes it would be good to have a good Christian brother or sister that would do it in the right way. Very hard to do it. Speak the truth in love, but just to say in the right way, you've missed it right there. Are you hearing me? You need this in your life. And do it honestly and truthfully. And do it because you're really interested in getting that, not to knock them down. Amen. Sometimes we only want to criticize what others are not doing because it makes us feel better about where we're at and what we haven't done yet. I need to quit, I guess. Amen. Oh my. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I say to you, amen. Oh, I know this sounds awful. Maybe not want me to come back. Tonight, thank God, you can come in and have a good group of folk come in and play the instruments and sing and have all the things that we have around worship, amen. And the family, thank God. My friend, not to have inherited or possess what they have. And before you know it, you don't have a church. Because it don't start with the church. It starts with the family. Starts with the individual.
That's it.
And where our old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, devil-hating Baptist churches are falling apart is we fail to possess in our personal lives and in our family lives and our home life what we preach and teach in the pulpit.
That's right.
And so the question is, how long will you be slack to possess? They were to survey it, find out what it looked like, bring it back, amen, and then to give it to Joshua, and Joshua was to cast lots before the Lord. And the Lord decide who dwelled where. Are you listening? Oh my. And sometime we would choose a different place, a different route. Amen. But it's the Lord that does the choosing about what we are to inherit and what we occupy. I'm not going to keep belaboring the point tonight. I think I've preached to you what the Lord wants me to tonight, but can I say this? Amen. What you occupy of yourself in this life determines what you will inherit in the life to come. Now, where I'm from wouldn't have that. They would call me a heretic and ban me from preaching at any other places. But that doesn't make any difference. It's true anyhow.
Amen. Amen.
So an entrance abundantly shall be ministered unto you into our Father's heavenly kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And how do you get an abundant entrance? How do you have an inheritance over there? It all comes with what you possess down here. Amen. Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? And so if we live our life with unbridled lust, if we live our lives with temper tantrums, if we live our lives with a dissension and division, and arguing and bickering and gossiping and bite. Anybody hear me? Amen. Oh my. If we live our lives, thank God, pride-filled and only want vainglory and only want to show our flesh, amen, and we don't live and possess our being, our body, our spirit, our mind, I'm telling you, hey God, when we get to the other side, we'll be mighty disappointed with what little we'll have over yonder.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. All through the book.
So how long will we be slack to possess what God has given us as an inheritance? You see, really what God does, how was it, Brother Mitch? You said the Lord saves the soul, rules the body to be dead, and we're to reckon it to be dead. And then when he saves our soul and rules the body to be dead, he turns around and gives our body back to us and says, now give it back to me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, what he gives us is, he said, now give it back to me, subdued or possessed or controlled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my. And that's a full-time job. And we're not here to try to point fingers and say, you didn't do it this week. You ain't doing it. You ain't there. But we're here to say, come on, brother. Come on, sister. You can. You can. God wants you to. Let's get there. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what the preacher's here for. The pastor's here for. That's why we're here one for another. That's that exhorting one another. Hallelujah. The day's approaching, and hey, we've got some unfinished tasks. We've got some land that hadn't been possessed. We've got part of us that's still not been brought to the place that it ought to be for Christ's sake, or like Christ. So God, help us to hurry and not be slack. We don't have much longer, and we're going to face eternity. Oh my, how long are you slack to possess what I have given you, your inheritance? Amen. When they surveyed it, then he cast the lots, divided out between the seven tribes, and said, now settle it. And what they had to do to possess it, though the land was subdued, each individual tribe had to fight to possess their inheritance, that land. Amen. Yes. Out of each tribe, each family had to fight. Yes. And then out of each family, each individual had to fight. Yes. Amen. So it all boils down to that personal walk, yes, that personal commitment. Yes. Amen. And we've got away from that personal relationship, personal commitment with Christ that we all must have in order, if we're to have any victory, or to inherit, or to possess the inheritance. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. All this is Old Testament, I understand. I think there's a New Testament print, I think it's a principle that carries over in the New Testament. There's only three times in the New Testament that the word possess is even mentioned. I want to read the one portion of Scripture, and I'm through tonight. When Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, And he said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. That is possessing. There is, amen, right? Is anybody listening? Now, well, am I getting to too much? When they divided out that land, some people was by the seacoast, some people was in the mountains. Amen? Are you hearing me? And the sanctification business, one glove doesn't fit all. Is anybody hearing me? And you don't have to prove it to me. You don't have to get me to accept you. And I don't have to get you to accept me, but we better be sure, you and me both, that what the sanctification we have is pleasing in His eyes. Are y'all hearing me? This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. It's pretty plain, isn't it? Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you may get holier than thou, but you'll never get too holy. Are y'all hearing me? Are you listening to me? In your occupying of the inheritance of the land for the Lord, you'll never get too holy. You may get too holy in thou with others. And that's terrible when we get there. I said we. But God help us to possess what the Lord has given us to inherit and not be slack any longer. Let's stand tonight.
There ain't an individual in this place tonight could tell me or God, and I couldn't tell you neither, that we have not possessed what we ought to have. Brethren, listen, God possessed us, and He apprehended us, and we need to press to apprehend what He apprehended us for. Brethren, listen, this is a self-examination message tonight to see where we at. We can keep having meeting, brethren, listen, I've told you all this not long ago. I said, I'm just tired of meeting. I'm not tired of it, but I am tired of it. It's not just coming just to go through the motions. It's coming to meet and get something from heaven.
Amen.
Brethren, listen, I thought yesterday after the good meeting, God, I'm not where I need to be in the increase of power in my life, and it's my fault and nobody else's. And what He preached tonight, I need to go on. I just don't want to be on the borderline. I want to go on, God, and get what You got for me. And God, and it's gonna take commitment. He said it. It's gonna be a battle in your life. It's gonna be a fight in your mind. And you're going to have to get with God and get it. And get Him to help you and me. Amen. To go on what God's man preached tonight in this message. Amen. I just don't want to be normal. I just don't want to have, like brother preached that time, I just don't want to be another church. I want something better than that. And God wants us to. He come to give us better things through the Lord Jesus, as preached tonight that these brothers preach. And I'm not giving invitation tonight. I think it ought to be a message that you ought to go home and think about, to be honest with you. And go home tonight and ask God what you ought to do, what I ought to do. Holy Ghost knows what to do. I thought, why he's preaching that? God, there ain't no way under the sun I can do this without the help of God. It is a step of faith. It's a walk of faith. It's a step that way. To get what God's got. There's been men in this church, women in this church, that's got, I mean, God's a blessing them. Brethren, listen. God wants to take you further. There's no stopping point. None. Amen. We got to go get what he's given us and do what God wants us to do with it. Amen. Appreciate the good preaching of the word of God tonight. And I trust it's been a help to you. Amen. Helped my heart. I had to think on a lot of that. I'll think more on it as I go. I've got to do some things. I've got to do some things in my life. I've been messing around with things that don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? I thought about, and why should I involve myself in things that I can't change? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we get involved in things we can't change. People talk more about politics than they do the Lord. There ain't nothing in that. God help. We serve the God that's on the throne. Amen. We don't serve Washington. Amen. I can't do nothing about what's going on. I don't even sit and think about it. I'm trying to get my mind on the right way. Brother and I, we need to get right and get our heart toward it and commit ourselves. I can't do nothing but for myself. I love my wife, but she's got to do business herself. That's just the way it is. We won't see how far we can go with God. While it's yet time, I got youngins in this church need to be saved. And we just come sometime this set and go through the motions and ain't no power in it. Amen. God help me. I don't never want to preach without something that God used in my life to help somebody. Brother, this morning, just preaching what he preached tonight. Amen to God. Appreciate the good preached word. We'll meet tomorrow night. Brother Jason Bright and his family going to come talk to him today. Going to come sing tomorrow night. We'll have preaching tomorrow night, Lord willing. Appreciate Brother Pace coming, preaching his heart, and Brother Logan. Appreciate this dear brother and being with us tonight in the service. Amen. Brother Hobson, if you would, dismiss us in prayer tonight. Good to see y'all here. Remember, service tonight at, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.